Heavenly Father, be in my speaking and in our listening, that together we may bring glory to your name. Amen.
Amen.
Today's two readings about bread reminded me about shopping for two teenage boys 20 years ago. It was truly amazing just how much bread they could consume in 1 week. You know, hollow legs and all that. But it did make me aware of how much we depend on bread for our basic nourishment. After all, it is actually possible to keep oneself alive just on bread and water, isn't it? We refer to it as our staple food, the staff of life. The implication is that without this daily carbohydrate fix, we wouldn't have enough strength or energy to cope with the demands of our physical lives. Our Lord Jesus Christ cares very much that we should have everything necessary to sustain our physical bodies, and indeed teaches us to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." In the reading from Kings, we see God providing the bread that Elijah needs for the journey to come, sending him an angel in his hour of need. Typically, Jesus uses this familiar element of daily life to teach his hearers something which they really need to understand. He'd already demonstrated by feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish that he was able to satisfy their needs physically, but he also wanted his followers to realize how necessary he was to their spiritual lives as well. In today's gospel, the people probably gathered in the hope of another feeding. But instead of more bread, they got Jesus and conflict. The two often go together, don't they? It seems that when we run into Jesus, we often get conflict between what is and what might be, between our understanding and his understanding, between knowing about Jesus and really knowing him. He challenges the people to consider what kind of bread they're seeking and eating, perishable or imperishable. Then he declares himself to be the bread of life, the living bread that came down from heaven. That's when the conflict started. The Jews began to complain about Jesus. How could he say he came down from heaven? We know all about him. He's Mary and Joseph's boy. How often we make the same mistake, drawing conclusions from our own very limited view of the world and how it works, and using our own logic. Jesus wants to expand our minds and help us to see the endless possibilities open to us when we align ourselves with him. Again and again, he draws people into a completely different view of the world based on this relationship with him. The gospel is indeed a challenge to all existing world views, and I think that many turn away from its teaching, not wanting their established life and way of thinking to be disrupted. In our modern world, there are many examples of disruptors, aren't there? I'm thinking here of those innovations which seriously disrupt the status quo and cause us to rethink our established way of thinking and acting. For instance, online shopping, mobile technology, driverless cars, artificial intelligence, even Uber taxis. Eventually, we'll need to embrace some of these if we want to stay in touch with the 21st century world. But Jesus, too, is a disruptor. He, too, wants us to completely rethink our way of thinking and doing. He wants us to thrive mentally, physically, and spiritually in the world God has created. And he knows what we need. He wants to bring us all to the end of time, upright and whole, putting us together in the way we were meant to be. And we can only become the person we were always meant to be and inherit eternal life by taking in the bread of life. Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? The Jews know the facts about Jesus, but they don't really know him or where he comes from. He doesn't look a bit like the bread they or their ancestors have eaten. When it comes to bread, they don't expect any more than what their ancestors received. Manna in the wilderness, followed by death. Jesus offers them a choice. Living bread or manna. Life or death. And that's the same choice he gives us. Carry on taking in what the world offers, or take in the living bread and live a new life, which leads to eternal life with him. The Jews may have compared him to Moses when it came to feeding people, but Jesus' claim to be the bread of life takes the debate to a much higher level, where Jesus is portrayed as superior to the whole of Jewish faith and practice. Acceptance of this and faith in him are necessary for eternal life. I think he's talking here not only to the Jews, but to any person or group who oppose him, who refuse to see and understand the signs, who would separate the giver of bread from the gift of life. He invites the Jews and all of us to live a new life, a larger life, a life that springs from but isn't bound by the past or by the context we've all created for ourselves, our frame of reference. It's so easy to use our own frame of reference to try to contain or control God, isn't it? Other times we might use it to exclude God. I think the problem isn't that we have a frame of reference, but that it originates with us rather than with God. We may not realize it, but when we live only from our personal frame of reference, we live hungry, empty lives. We work for manna, rather than opening ourselves to receive the gift of the bread of life, the only one that will truly satisfy. No matter how much manna we collect and eat, we can never satisfy ourselves. Manna might fill our bellies, but it leaves our souls dry and yearning. Material things give us immediate comfort and satisfaction, but it doesn't last, does it? Most people don't realize what they're missing by refusing a relationship with Jesus, though many will testify to an ache at the center of their beings, which has nothing to do with physical hunger. No amount of frantic activity can bridge this gap. Only Jesus, the true bread from heaven, can fill it. Jesus is everything to us that the Israelites discovered God to be to them in their desert pilgrimage, their true sustainer and their guide. We know that we're more than just physical bodies. We were designed to have a spiritual life as well. To merely exist physically is not to live the life which God intended for us. Food spoils and bodies perish, but we are more than just bodies. Though we may not realize it, we need that relationship with Jesus. Otherwise, we're living half lives, stunted lives. Whereas he offers us life in abundance, just as he gave bread in abundance to the Israelites and to the 5,000. Like them, we need to move from the physical to the spiritual level. We need to make sure that Jesus is our bread, our food, our appetite, our desire. When we have spiritual satisfaction, then the physical things can take their place within our lives. They no longer dominate us and rule us. It's not that we must just live like the world with the same mindset and the same desires and then add Jesus to it. It's not all those things and then Jesus, but it's Jesus, Jesus first, and then all these things shall be added unto you. We seek first his kingdom, we hunger for God, and we find our satisfaction only in him. So we're called to believe in Jesus, to understand who he truly is. We need to come to him and continue to feed on him. Just as bread must be eaten to give life, so Jesus must be invited into our daily walk to give spiritual life. This means feeding times, meditation on his words and works. We really need to feast on him. Snacks won't do. He is bread, not an occasional biscuit. As we do, the way our bodies grow on bread, our spirits will grow on Jesus. Man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus gives himself to us in his body and blood at the Eucharist. Because he feeds us with living bread, we need not die. Because he died for us, we can live forever with him. He fills us with his life, nourishes us with his word, and sustains us with his Holy Spirit. As we feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving, he changes us, makes us gradually more and more like himself. In conclusion, perhaps we might all say something like this. Since Jesus is the bread of life, I will treat him with as great importance as actual food. I will partake of him each day by prayer, reading his word, and listening for his Holy Spirit, knowing that as I focus on him, he is nourishing me spiritually. I will come to his table regularly to eat his flesh and drink his blood. As I eat, I will remember that physical bread is a symbol of how we are to relate to Jesus spiritually. And I will thank him for providing me with both physical food for my body and spiritual food for my soul. Amen.